wide open, and a real privilege to go to the VIP line and welcome Senator Ellen Roberts from Durango to the show. Senator, welcome to 710 KNUS.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Hey, appreciate the time today. We're making an effort to get in touch with everybody who has publicly expressed an interest in running for the seat, as you have, and as we've been letting folks know, you haven't committed to the race yet, but you've said you're taking a good hard look at it, so appreciate the chance to talk. First, if you would, tell folks why you're looking at the race and what your timetable is.
Well, I'm looking at the race because I think Colorado needs a strong Colorado-based senator. And I know Senator Bennett. I think he's a nice man, but I think we could do better. And so I've been thinking about, and I do stress the word thinking because obviously there's lots of triggers in that whole matter. But timeline-wise, difficult to say. Congressman Kaufman is a friend, and he and I had talked, and I told him there was no way I would be in a primary against him. I strongly supported him, but now that he's decided not to run, I'll have to continue thinking, and I'm guessing through the summer I'll be talking to people and getting a better feel for it.
Yeah, and Dick Wadhams joined us a few minutes ago, and Dick was reminding us that primary now is in June, which I think is real smart. Give the nominee, whether it's you or someone else, you know, a chance to build up ahead of steam. But what do you think that means for the front end of this? By when do you think you and most other candidates will have to decide to have enough time to gear it up?
Well, the reality is most people are about to enjoy summer. And so after Labor Day, I think, is kind of a more realistic time.
And what do you see as your strengths and weaknesses? Now, one obvious strength is you're a graduate of the Harvard of the West, the CU Law School. But in addition to that, you know, what do you see as the strengths and weaknesses?
You know, I have been representing 8 counties in Southwest Colorado, but I also represent the whole state of Colorado up there at the state legislature. I've been there 9 years. I had a small business of my own, a law practice. My husband's in construction. I think we're very ordinary Coloradans, very middle class, very hardworking, and I think that's the kind of mindset I bring to the table. And so that's what I think I offer. I've got a strong history of getting things done at the Capitol. My constituents over here have said, we want people in Washington, D.C. who will actually get things done. And that would, again, be part of the mindset I would take with me.
Hmm. And Senator Ellen Roberts, our guest, Senator from Durango. Now, as you look at the race, I'm sure one thing that you've weighed heavily is whether, I think you're self-described pro-choice, and whether that position is going to be a plus or a minus for you, both in the primary and the general. How do you break that down?
Interestingly, I've never called myself pro-choice as a politician. What I found out early on was I supported parental notification in the instance of an underage girl having an abortion. So when I supported that, and I still support that, I found out from those who were pro-choice advocates that no longer made me pro-choice. And I was surprised. I didn't know that there were slices to what made a person one thing or another. My position has been that making abortion illegal, unfortunately, I don't think is going to resolve the issue of unintended pregnancies. So for me, it's really more significant that we have women who have choice of a full array, and that includes having a child and possibly putting a child up for adoption or being supported by family, faith community. Many of us have had that kind of experience with family members or friends. So I think there's a strong role for people to play in supporting a woman in that situation. But I'm not that keen on government being right in the middle of it. So that's kind of driven my thought process. It's certainly been made a very big issue by the Democrats. Every time I have a primary, the Democrats play in my primary race by supporting my primary opponent, and I don't think this would be any different. I think they like to use that as a wedge issue, but again, I've been through it before. Both of those primaries where that happened, I actually won. So I think reaching out to people and letting them know, what am I going to really focus on? is, and they start to recognize the wedge component to what the Democrats have been doing.
And I think the reason it's a wedge issue is a lot of people care deeply about it. And my guess is, in considering a U.S. Senate candidate, say in the primary or the general, the most specific focus, looking at the job as senator, would be confirming Supreme Court nominees. And so along those lines, I think one question, if you get into the race, and you've probably fielded it a million times before anyway, is, but if you became a United States senator, would you vote to confirm a Supreme Court nominee who believed that Roe v. Wade was correctly decided, which, of course, would then go to your opinion on whether, as a matter of constitutional law, not policymaking, but constitutional law, whether you believe that Roe v. Wade was correctly decided?
Well, Dan, I guess I would say I've got to go back to the point of I'm just thinking about running. So that's an excellent question, one that I'd be happy to try and answer in detail once I decided I was getting in the race. But I'm going to go back to your point of it is a wedge issue because people care deeply about that. And I have always been a strong defender of religious freedom, and I completely defend the right of anybody who says, this is against my religion, my faith, and I have sat on a Catholic hospital board for 7 years, in fact, chaired it before I entered the legislature, and I felt very comfortable to support the mission of that hospital. So I think that's the kind of thing that I would ask people to consider. Look at my record in supporting religious freedom, in protecting the rights of people to honor their faith, and I would continue to carry that forward. It's very difficult to speculate right now on the particular question you asked, but again, I'd be happy to, if I get in the race, be happy to delve into that with you in the fall.
Yeah, no, would love to have that conversation because I really do think that would be a central question in a Senate race because, you know, that issue, whether Roe was correctly decided, whether it should be overturned, I think is central to this issue of legalized abortion in America because, as you know, until Roe is overturned, the issue really can't be decided by the people. And once Roe is overturned, then it would go back to the people, and the people state by state would have the great debate and then decide where those lines should be drawn. So, no, I look forward to that conversation if you get into the race. Grateful for your time today. Anything else you'd want to pass along to people? Anything you'd want people to know about you?
I recognize that I'm different than some in the Republican Party, but I'm very proud of the work that I've been able to do, and my constituents have returned me. Actually, I've had primaries twice, and two other races I had no opponent, either Republican or Democrat, and I think that speaks to my commitment to serve the people of my district. So I'm not trying to give you a complete sales job there, but just saying that I take this job very seriously, the one I currently have, and I'm proud to be in the Colorado legislature. And I would encourage folks to think of public service. It's a difficult job, but if it's in your heart and it's something that really drives you forward, people ought to consider running for office. We could always use some more good people out there.
Well, Senator, sure appreciate your time today and look forward to the next conversation.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
Thank you much. That is Senator Ellen Roberts, 303-696-1971. We have calls out to other folks who've expressed an interest in potentially getting into the race. The senator has not decided, as you heard, whether or not to take that leap. 303-696-1971. Hey, would love